I was also hired to modernize an organization steeped in empirical scientific methods. During my tenure, I observed, witnessed, and learned about many actions that were clearly unethical. What made these actions unethical? The fact that they were performed for the sole purpose of maximizing profits regardless of the lost lives, lost productivity, and exorbitant healthcare costs. In 1993, I was fired for protesting the company's continued efforts to conceal the addictive and toxic nature of cigarettes. Sadly, the company eliminated its program to develop a safer product. Why? The program posed a legal liability to the company. If it made a safer product, then all the current products were unsafe. Lawyers sanitized scientific research and other documents that demonstrated that the company clearly knew that nicotine was addictive and that tobacco products, when used as intended, killed not only the user, but also innocent bystanders, and that it knowingly used an additive known to be a potential human carcinogen. My firing from B&W was the beginning of a deliberate and systematic process of physical and legal intimidation and threats, not uncommon to persons of conscience. Witness the Nixon administration's notorious Malik May Manual. In early 1994, I started working...